Well, Jason Quigley, European gold medal winner, world silver medal winner, now professional boxer. Tell me, what does it mean to receive a civic reception from your own county?
You know, to be honest, I didn't really... It really sunk home when the mayor and I was explaining it and everything like that. You know, it really sunk home when, you know, how much I meant to the people of Donegal and to the community and to the kids, and how much of an inspiration I am to everybody. You know, it was a weird feeling now hearing all them kind words, you know. So it was a really proud moment, to be honest. And you know, it was a really proud moment, and I'm sure a real proud moment for my mother, who was sitting beside me.
But I know from listening to you, you're very much a home bird, and it means a lot to you to be here tonight among all your friends, family, fellow boxing fraternity from all sports here in Donegal.
Home's always home, do you know what I mean? Los Angeles is a beautiful place, the sun's shining, lovely beaches, everything like that, you know, but at the end of the day, your heart's always at home. But I'm young, do you know what I mean? I'm young, I'm enjoying my life now at the minute, and, you know, I'm enjoying the nice lifestyle in LA and everything like that. I really am enjoying it, and enjoying just getting out there and doing absolutely everything I can to fulfil my dreams. And, you know, I'm really blessed, just to be honest, like, to be in the position that I'm in and to... just be in the position that I'm in, like, you know, I'm absolutely delighted.
You mentioned your mum Muriel there, and obviously she's been a great supporter all your life. And you mentioned a few other people here, a few men that had a big influence on your career.
Yeah, you know, like, my mother has been by my side. She mightn't be able to teach me how to box or anything like that, but she can teach me my manners and teach me everything else that, you know, a mother teaches you. And, you know, I'm so grateful for her, you know. She's always done everything she could for me, and I'm forever grateful for that. Whereas, you know, I have the likes of my father. You know, the man has got me to where I am today. It's time for me to be a bird now, spread my wings and take on the big world myself, you know what I mean? The likes of Patsy McGonigal, always been there by my side. Peter O'Donnell, always been there. And them's men that have helped me, you know, through the ups and through the downs, no matter what has been going on. Them's the men that have helped me no matter what, like, from the phone calls of hard lucks to the phone calls of well done's. They've always been there and always lend a hand to help me.
And thankfully the phone calls of well done have been more of those, Jason, than there have been of the hard luck ones.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and really lucky that there has been, you know. I put in a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, give it absolutely everything I have, you know, and good things come to those who put in the work. The phone calls have definitely been more good luck ones and well done's than disappointment ones, you know, but the few disappointment ones have probably been the ones that I've learned from the most, and the ones that I have gained the most experience and gained the most in my future of boxing.
The honour bestowed on you on this evening is from your amateur career, and particularly 2013, and as we mentioned at the outset, that European gold and that world silver, but you've moved on, you're now a professional boxer, and that's a big change, I'm sure, and you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, you know, it's a massive change, like, as it says, to be honest. I think it's a different sport at the end of the day, and you know, it's a massive change, but to be honest, the biggest change was the lifestyle change. A few changes that I've made throughout my career, everything like that, you know, it's been massive changes, but that's life. Things change, hurdles come along, everything like that. You got to deal with them, you got to move on, and you know, everybody makes mistakes, everybody slips up here and there, but it's learning from it and not doing it again is where you gain from it.
As we mentioned, you're a hometown boy, but you moved to Los Angeles. That was a big decision, obviously, to turn professional. It was a big decision to move away from home as well. How big a wrench was that?
To be honest, at the start, it was like a holiday, to be honest. At the start, you're in LA doing a bit of training here and there. The beaches, the weather, unbelievable, everything like that, you know. But then it started to settle in when fights and everything came up. You know, you're fighting. You didn't have your people around you. After a fight, you go back. You'd be in an empty apartment on your own. The highs from the weigh-ins, press conferences, media, the week of the fight is just mental, so it is. Do you know the amount of press, media, everything like that, and you're a wanted object? Do you know what I mean? Everybody wants a piece of you. You get in, you take care of business, you do your stuff 2 or 3 days after it, media, everything like that. Then next thing, it's the next boy that's fighting.
Yeah.
And it's quiet. It's lonely. It's like, right, time to get back to the gym. Time to get working again. And you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm working to hopefully one day be able to have my family with me out in LA. You know, to be able to give my family a life that hopefully no bills or nothing like that. And you know what I mean? Just be able to live a happy, enjoyable life. And just have a good life. Yeah.
And is that what drives you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to be honest, like, you know, people say it's not about the money or it's nothing about that, but of course it is as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, number one is to win that world title, to be champion of the world. That's number one. You know, but at the end of the day, if I wasn't getting paid for this, what are we doing it? How am I going to live? Do you know what I mean? And when I'm doing it, I might as well try and earn as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And if I can, I'm going to, one of my dreams is to have a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to aim to get a Lamborghini. And whether I have it a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I want to get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not because I'm going to be like, oh, look at me, I made this money, I can drive a Lamborghini. I see boys driving a Lamborghini, like, jeez, that's unreal. Do you know what I mean? So if I can, I have the opportunity to be able to fulfil that dream as well. Do you know what? Of course I'm going to try and go out and do it.
And, what, 9 professional fights, 9 wins so far, so good, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been a great learner. You know, it's been a great, how would you call it? It's been a great adjustment and a great starter in the professional boxing. You know, I've been there a year and a half now as a professional in America, and, you know, it's all about adjusting. At the start, getting used to it, getting used to my coaches, getting used to the venues, getting used to the American lifestyle, getting used to the professional hand wrappings, the council, the state council, everything before fights, the weigh-ins, press conferences, media days, media week, fight week, everything like that. You know, it's a big adjustment, and to be honest, I think I have served my time now, Justin, and now it's time to start making noise.
And that's the one thing I've noticed. You've been nurtured along, would that be fair to say, by your management team?
Yeah.
You know, you've been nurtured along. You know, the opponents were picked for you and they were selected for you, and you know, each fight got more difficult. You know, and your last one's probably one of your more difficult ones, and probably there'll be somebody more difficult the next time. And obviously, the aim is to get. Is there any stage you're getting impatient and saying, come on, give me a crack at something big?
Of course, you know, like, I'm a boxer, that's what I want. I want the title. But I have to be smart. Do you know what I mean? I know I can't step in there now. I haven't gone past 4 rounds as a professional. I can't step in there and go 12 rounds as the best fighter in the world. Do you know what I mean? I need to serve my time. I need to serve my apprenticeship, and I need to gain that experience and everything like that. You know, of course, I've been nurtured along now as a professional, and every fight has throwing a different test, a different task. And to be honest, like, you know, I know where I can get to. I know I have the skill, the talent. I know I have the heart, everything it takes to be the best. And my team know that as well. So why risk anything, or why, you know what I mean? It's all about taking your time.
Being patient.
The opportunities are going to come. Do you know what I mean? You need to set everything up. You can't be clumsy. And this is a business as well. Like, do you know what I mean? This just isn't a sport. This is a business as well. You need to be very smart. You need to win the fans as well. It's like the gladiators. You need to win the crowd sometimes. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about getting in there, putting on a great show. Number one's won. You know what I mean? Number one is getting that W and getting that victory. And then number two is pleasing the fans.
And how far away are you, think, from maybe taking a giant step?
To be honest, 2016 is going to be a big year for me.
Yeah.
2016 is going to be a big year. You know, I try not to look past my first fight of the year, do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I want to be the best. I have to look at all these world champions, everything like that. But when it comes to it, when it comes to camp, I don't look past anything. You know what I mean? Whoever I'm fighting, that's the man in the way for me fulfilling my dreams.
So what's the goal now? What's the next move? You've been doing the 4-round fights. What's the next?
Next move now is my last fight was meant to be a 6-round fight. The fight before that was a 6-round fight. So moving on and now, probably one more 6-round fight, maybe an 8-round fight, and just keep raising it.
Yeah. And is that the goal for 2016?
2016 is a year for me making a major statement in the middleweight division.
Hmm. Who's the champion? Is Andy Lee at the moment, is it?
There's four champions. There's Andy Lee, or there's actually two champions, Andy Lee and Gennady Golovkin.
Yes.
You know, so they're the two guys I'm hunting at the minute.
Right, and how far off are they in the horizon?
You know, another year. This time next year, you know, I hope to be really up there in the top 10 of the world rankings, making major noise as a middleweight fighter, and for Andy Lee and Triple G to know that I'm coming for him.
And tell me, in terms of your next fight, when is it?
Probably be February time.
Right.
So nothing set in stone, but probably be February.
So you're home now until
28th of December, a fly back then to LA, and back into camp, back into mode and ready for action.
Start putting the deposit on the Lamborghini.
That's it, definitely, without a doubt.
And as was mentioned here earlier on, the next time you'll be back here, hopefully you'll be getting the freedom of Donegal.
Well, you know, that'd be another massive achievement and a massive honour for me, you know, and as it says, I'll just keep taking care of business inside the ring, and everything will fall in place outside it.
Look, Jason, a very happy Christmas, very prosperous 2016, and really delighted to chat to you.
Thanks very much, I appreciate it.